pick up two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they call them handcuffs. And they would, a bunch of men would get out there. When I was little, I'd go to them log rolling. And there'd always be a bully around, you know, and he'd pull anybody down. That's what they'd call it. Said, I'll pull you down. And he'd get on the other side. And they'd go to tote that log. There's logs in bigger than, they'd burn logs bigger than they is around in the country now because there's old virgin timber then.
Yeah.
And they'd get against that log and the man over there, they wouldn't cut them in very long places. I'd say 8 foot if it was a great bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd maybe put three sticks under it. Mm-hmm. And just get up against it where it couldn't roll, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that, when they all come up, they'd come up together. And there'd be one in the crowd that just couldn't quite make it. And they called it, they'd pull him down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. What do you call the type of fence that you might have around your yard or your garden? It'd be painted white, you know. What would you call that thing?
Well, the palings is what they call it way back, you know.
Yeah, paling fence.
Paling fence. If it stood up this way,
mm-hmm.
they called it paling.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else that you would call a fence that might be taller than that you'd have around your chicken yard? Maybe. Would that be a paling fence too?
Well, if it was made out of wood, it'd be called paling.
Mm-hmm.
What kind? What they call it, but if it's chicken wire or high wire, it'd be, the wire would be after this, but they used to do it with palings and they'd stand it up lengthways,
mm-hmm.
paling, you see,
mm-hmm.
and they'd call it a paling fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of fences would you have around your fields?
Well, along the end, there wasn't too many fences. Now, we, just as far back as I can remember, we, like I said, my granddad and daddy were running, and the first fence that we had, we put up, cut one before us and had a paneling fence.
Mm-hmm.
Make it, take one before us and make the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Have cracks where the cows couldn't come through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first cow paste I ever seen built.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it was barbed wire.
They used to make them out of rails, too.
Yeah, rails is, but the cows, it'd take too damn many rails to get a cow feel, cow paste.
Mm-hmm.
Now they had a hog paste out of rails.
Mm-hmm.
You'd lay them, make a, sort of like a X, you've seen them. And they'd split them rails and then go out and make the fence.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the fence that you see a lot nowadays is the kind that, you know, it's made with twisted wire, and if you try to climb over it, you might hang your
hog pants. Wire.
Hog wire.
Yeah, that's what it's referred to now, mm-hmm. net wire.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever heard anybody call it barbed wire?
Well, no, the barbed wire is what I call barbed wire, just a two strands that's twisted and got a barb on it.
Mm.
That's cattle, or cattle, or you can use it for hog, but you take a heap of strands, you see, to cause a hog go through it,
mm.
or a pig. Now you can take that hog wire, put it down and then put a barb wire right at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
right on the ground, or you can put it on top and space it.
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of wire fences than the ones you just mentioned?
Well, they got the newer type, they got the cyclone fence, and the more expensive for a house yard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for pastures, net wire, some folks call it net wire, and some folks call it hog wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the